Let's face it, life isn't easy. If you're stuck in a bad relationship, betrayed or afraid of tomorrow, financially insecure, or desperate for a breakthrough, you've come to the right place. Dr. Carmen Hara is a renowned psychologist, intuitive, relationship expert, and best-selling author, and she's here to give you the miracle guidance you need. Her new call-in show, Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life, offers profound wisdom, practical advice, daily exercises, and empowering predictions, all for you. Dr. Hara's show aims to eliminate everyday problems, big and small, with topics like healing your relationships, reclaiming your power, achieving better health, dealing with loss, and so much more. Regain the joy, stability, and fulfillment you deserve to feel. Tune in to Miracle Guidance for Everyday Life with host Dr. Carmen Hara, live every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern, and find the answers you've been looking for.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Miracle Guidance. I'm your host, Dr. Carmen Hara. So excited for tonight's show. I haven't been so excited in a very long time. Because tonight, my special guest will offer you a solution for your pain. Pain management solution that really works. And no one wants to feel pain, especially of the physical kind. So yet many of us live with chronic daily pain that we can't seem to resolve no matter what we do. Now, pain can occur for many reasons. And it's our body's way of signaling to us that something is wrong. Inflammation is a major source of pain. Autoimmune disorder, source of pain, and so on and so forth. I'm not the specialist, but I have the specialist tonight. So whether it's your joint, muscle pain, nerve pain, headaches, pain that comes from gastrointestinal diseases, we all suffer some kind of a short-term or long-term pain. And we all of us complain we cannot take pain. You don't want to live this way because you hold the power to improve your health and well-being and eradicate the underlying triggers of pain once and for all. The truth is that much of medicine is not what we were taught, and pain is not what we learn. Now, my specialist tonight, who is actually absolutely an incredible doctor, Dr. Hall Blattman, will teach you the holistic methods to treat and cure pain at its origin. And if you have a pain issue, or you are sick or tired of being sick and tired of being tired, Dr. Blattman has invaluable information to share with you that can help you get out of pain and find answers to problems which conventional medicine has limited access. But I want to tell you a little bit about my guest. And for you guys who are listening, and I know there's so many of you listening to the show, feel free to call in 202-570-7057, and my producer, Christopher, will take your calls and will introduce you to Dr. Blattman and to myself. So I want to tell you a little bit about Dr. Hall Blattman because he's so special, and I am so thrilled. I cannot tell you how wonderful and grateful I am to him and how amazing this is that we have him tonight. Now, he's the founder and director of the Blattman Health and Wellness Center, established in 88, which was the first clinic in Cincinnati dedicated to provide holistic pain treatment solution. And he is certified in pain management, board certified in occupational and environmental, and board certified in integrative holistic medicine. He has offices in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Manhattan, New York, and sees patients both in person and by telemedicine. So welcome to the show, Dr. Blattman. I am thrilled to talk to you tonight.
Thank you very much, Dr. Harris. It's a pleasure, very much a pleasure to be here.
Yes, I'm grateful that you were able to join us tonight. And not so many of us regularly experience pain of some sort, and we'd like to ask you questions to help us better understand the real reason of pain. And I know that in your career, you started training, you know, orthopedic surgery, and you moved from conventional medicine to looking for answers from integrative and holistic medicine. So I saw a lot of people in pain, and they are looking for answers. So tell us a little bit. Give us your answers.
You know, people look for answers for pain, and there's all kinds of answers, and everybody searches for the answers, and everybody who mm-hmm. thinks they have an answer is willing to tell you, but really pain comes down to injuries to your fascia, a lifetime of injuries from the time you were a child all the way till now, and finding those injuries is key to helping right. heal from pain. Because if you can unkink and restore your fascia, which is where most of this input mm-hmm. comes from, you can make most of this pain go away just by healing the injuries of a lifetime. And you can touch them, you can feel them, and you all know that they're there.
Incredible. Now, how did you find answers to this? Because, you know, it's interesting how you reach these amazing conclusions that is so gold. It's just so such a powerful information. But what give us a little bit of the idea how you got to this conclusion.
Well, it started way back when I had just started my first job working for an urgent care center. And a dentist walked into the office one day and asked me if I had ever heard of TMJ syndrome. And it was 1982. Almost nobody had heard of TMJ syndrome. He was the new expert in town looking to expand his business. And he proceeded to teach me about myofascial head and neck pain. And I never looked at headaches the same way again. But I didn't make the connection to the rest of the body until several years later. And I was treating or taking care of a woman with pelvic pain. And everything in my book from her exam said this was a pelvic infection. It needed intravenous antibiotics and an ambulance ride to the hospital. But nothing really quite fit that should be going on with her. And so rather than do the pelvic exam and all the things that we're doing, I said, can we just stretch out the muscles in your belly and see what happens? And I've been carrying this monograph around for a couple of weeks, written by Dr. Janet Travell, mm-hmm. who several years later turned out to be one of my mentors. She was one of President Kennedy's doctors for his back pain in the White House, and she actually wrote the book on myofascial pain. And so I'm reading this monograph, and I open up the monograph to the part on pelvic pain, and I follow what the diagram said with this woman laying on the table and moving her body like with the arrows and the diagrams.
Right.
It took 5 minutes, and all of her pain was gone, and all of her tenderness was gone.
Oh, I'm so impressed.
When it was still gone a week later, I read the rest of the monograph and started to teach myself the field of myofascial pain. And the more aggressive I got and the more I did, all of a sudden headaches were going away, back pain was going away. Things that orthopedic surgery and what I had learned all through my career up to that point had limited or no success with, all of a sudden were going away. And what we've been able to do in the last 30 years is refine that into a system that can help people understand, figure out where their pain comes from, and make it go away.
And this applies to any kind of pain?
Pretty much, because most of the pain we feel in our bodies is actually coming from our fascia. We think that our knee hurts, and X-ray shows that the bones are really close together, and they tell you that you need a new knee, but you can still totally straighten it, and you can still bend it. And if you can still totally straighten your knee, and you can bend it enough to sit in a chair and tuck your legs in behind you a little bit, there's no possible way that your joint is bone on bone, and you have enough cartilage to try and restore that joint, and most of the time you'll be able to.
The pain doesn't
come from the joint. The pain comes from the thigh muscle and the fascia that got injured many years ago for the most part. And so many of our injuries come from childhood. And what we cannot defend is impact. And if you think about it, we all had impact injuries because when we were children, we jumped down the steps. We jumped out of trees. We jumped out of the swing set with an arc. And I would bet about 30% of us jumped off the roof. And when we land, we injure the tendons that hold our butt muscles and our calf muscles and our thigh muscles. And that injury goes later on, those injuries to our thigh muscles become knee pain. And you can heal those injuries and you can make the knee pain go away and you can restore the cartilage. But but the pain's often gone way before the cartilage is restored, because the pain's not really coming from the joint. And one of the great proofs of that is, talk to your friends who've had their knee replaced, and how many of them, the knee still hurts, and the pain never really came from the joint, even though your brain made it, it felt like it came from the joint. It felt like it's under your kneecap. It felt like it's between the bones. But if you can still totally straighten and you can still bend your knee, your pain's not coming from your joint. It's not coming from the arthritis.
I want to let people know that you are hearing the incredible information coming from one and only Dr. Hall. And he is the author of an incredible book called Winner's Guide to Pain Relief. And I know that probably people can find a lot of this information in your book. Am I right?
That is correct. The book is kind of a manual to help you understand how to take care of your muscles, your body, and your fascia.
Right.
It shows you the pain maps. For example, if you were to touch your upper shoulder, that muscle goes across between your neck and your shoulder on the very top of your body,
right,
and you squeeze that ropey muscle, isn't it tender in so many people?
Exactly.
Well, the places where that's most tender refer pain up into your head. And that muscle is part of where headaches come from. Because the headache also doesn't come from your head, doesn't come from your blood vessels, and doesn't come from your nerves. And most of us are taught that your headache comes from your head and your blood vessels and your nerves, and all we can do is give you medicine.
Exactly.
To make you not feel that.
Right.
But the drugs don't work because your headache comes back.
Exactly.
Over and over. And it is going to come back until you make those muscles in your upper shoulders a lot softer and a lot less tender. And believe it or not, that's totally possible to do. And you can do it with a combination of techniques with your hands, changes with your food. And so my book shows you the pain pattern that comes from most every muscle. It shows you how your calf muscle sends pain to your foot, how the muscles in your butt send pain down your leg that you're going to be taught to call sciatica, how the muscles in your neck and upper shoulders send pain to your head, because
right,
that is where the headache comes from. And most everybody with a headache who is really wondering whether this is true or not, aren't the muscles in your neck and shoulders really tight and really tender when your head is hurting?
Wow. This is a revolution in the field.
And
of
so
medicine.
If you can learn how to take that tight muscle and force it to loosen, you can certainly make that headache go away as fast as you can do that. And if you can keep it loose, you don't need your migraine medicine anymore. You don't need to reach for headache medicine,
right,
except when you get overcome and the muscles tighten and you're not able to make them loose.
So I have a lot of people calling in, Lelani, Kim from Florida, Sandra, Koi from New York. You guys are having an awesome show right now, and I know probably you have a question to Dr. Hall, and we'll go to you in a minute, but I have some more questions to you, Doctor. Tell me a little bit about the role that diet plays when it comes to pain.
Diet is an amazing, amazing part of this. And it's so absolute and so critical. There are many doctors nowadays who will look at their pain patient and say, well, you shouldn't eat so much white stuff, and you shouldn't drink soda, and you shouldn't smoke cigarettes. But they don't tell you how absolute it is, because almost none of us know. But let me give you, for example, if you squeeze that muscle in your upper shoulders, the one that goes across the top we were just talking about, and it's really tender and it feels like it's glued together on the inside. The reason it's tight is the injuries through your lifetime. The reason it's glued together and tender is the what your immune system does to those fascia strings for 3 to 5 weeks when you have the tiniest amount of dairy from cow, the tiniest amount of butter, the tiniest amount of milk, the tiniest amount of yogurt or ice cream. Those muscles glue together and they're sore for for 3 to 5 weeks. Nobody tells you that when you eat a little bit of gluten, your lower back could tighten up and give you crippling pain for 3 to 5 weeks. A teaspoon of a mashed potato can make your lower back hurt for 4 days. A bite of a banana can make you hurt for 2 days. It's amazingly absolute. If you want your body to give you the best chance to get out of pain, gluten-free, dairy-free from cow, and almost all the way sugar-free. And you'll find 6 weeks after doing that, almost half your pain might be gone as though it never even existed. But if you go and you eat the tiniest amount again, all of a sudden, within 6 to 12 hours, all that pain is back until your immune system deals with the inflammation and makes it go away. And that can take anywhere from 2 days to 6 weeks.
Wow. This is incredible. So you pretty much recommend no dairy, no gluten, and number one, no sugar. No sugar. The biggest,
and no dairy from cow. No dairy from cow. So if you really like cheese, the easiest workaround and the healthiest workaround is goat cheese, sheep cheese. I put buffalo mozzarella cheese on my pizza, and I don't have any issues with it. So there's some nice workarounds because there's so much good food out. You don't ever really have to eat cheese from a cow unless that's all the restaurant has, and you can choose to go somewhere else.
So what about pizza that has gluten in it?
So a lot of people, you know, many of us have woken up with a stiff neck in the morning. And we look at that stiff neck and we can't turn and can't move and it hurts a lot. And it feels like a pinched nerve, but it's not. It's the kinks in your muscles in your neck and shoulders and upper back that glued together overnight after you ate the food that inflamed your system. And that's most often a combination of gluten, dairy, and maybe even sugar, and often related to the extra pizza you had the night before.
Yeah.
Because unless you have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, it wasn't the window, it wasn't the pillow, and you don't really sleep that wrong. Pain does not fall down from the sky. If you wake up in pain you didn't have last night, most likely it came from last night's food. If you go to bed in pain you didn't have this morning, most likely it came from breakfast or lunch. And so we actually publish a do not eat list, and you can go back and look at all the ingredients of everything you ate in the last 24 to 36 hours.
Where do we find that? When do we find the do not eat list?
If you sign up for our newsletter, we will help you download the do not eat list. And that's www.blattmanhealthandwellness.com, all spelled out. Sign up for the newsletter, download the do not eat list, and start to pay careful attention, especially when you wake up in pain and you don't think you deserved it. You didn't do anything yesterday that should make you hurt this bad. That's your key, that it came from food.
Okay. Do you know any pain for people who have kidney stone, gallstones, anything for that?
Gallstones, yes. There's a lot can do. If you're not too far gone and you can calm the pain down and let everything settle, you can actually get your body to pass gallstones, and you can restore your gallbladder if it's not too late, and you can make those gallstones go away. So there are nutritional supplements that we can prescribe that will help the gallstones soften. And then everybody can go online and look up something called gallbladder flush. And you know, my colleagues in conventional medicine kind of poo-poo that, but it really does work. And about a month after you take the herbal medicines to soften your stones, then you start to take the gallbladder flush and you lay down on your side overnight. You drink a mixture of olive oil, lemon juice, and you'll pass your gallstones while you're sleeping.
Wow, amazing. I will need your help for that because one of my kids has a gallstone.
We lose a few gallbladders, but we save more than we lose, as hopefully they're not too far gone. Okay. And kidney stones,
how do we know if it's,
if you know it's too far gone? You know, one of the things I tell people is that You know, when you end up at the doctor's office and you get your ultrasound and they tell you that your gallbladder is functioning at 30% and they want to take it out, I tell them, tell the doctor that your grandfather functions at 30% too and you want to take him out first.
Right.
It's just as silly an idea. You need your
right.
gallbladder. Don't take it out because you need every bit of that 30%. And if it's not too right. far gone, it doesn't hurt every day, trying to restore that gallbladder so you can keep it the rest of your life is so important. And most of us can keep our gallbladder.
If we want to come to you, so my daughter wants to come to you, but we live in Florida. How do we do this?
You live in Florida for things like gallbladder. For things like gallbladder, we can actually do that by telemedicine. And so
Perfect.
It would be a Zoom call and that would have to be scheduled. And we can end mm-hmm. up, we can give that sort of advice and help people mm-hmm. go through that process.
Excellent.
For pain, though, we often have to touch. If you want to figure out pain, there's five rules. And I made up these
five rules.
We call them the Blattman five rules to understand and treat pain. So rule number one, you cannot believe the pain comes from where you feel it. I already said your headache doesn't come from your head. You know the pain in your left arm you've heard could come from a heart attack. You have no idea. And then we already talked about your knee pain doesn't come from your joint. Your friends who've had their joint replaced have already proven that to you. Rule number
right.
two, you go to the doctor and we spend all kinds of time. What does it feel like? Where does it burn? Where does it do this or do that? None of that really matters. Your brain can't really tell the difference between numbness, tingling, burning, itch, tickle, sharp, dull, achy, stabbing.
Right.
They all have the same source. All those sensations come from the nerve endings in between the strings and cords of fascia that hold you together that you have injured and repaired many times through your lifetime. Rule number three, at the end of the day, the only thing you can really believe is what you can touch and feel. And where you are specifically tender, millimeter by millimeter, and it really takes that close an exam, millimeter by millimeter, is either where your fascia is kinked into a knot in the middle of a ropey band that we call a trigger point, or where your fascia weaves and attaches and holds you together, and you've injured that and repaired it many, many times. And you can touch it and feel it. You'll know I'm right in the right spot as soon as I touch it. You'll know it's the right spot as soon as you squeeze that muscle in your upper shoulders and find the part of that rope that's really tight and more tender than all the other parts. Those are the sources of your pain. Rule number four, if I examine you that way from head to toe, the places where you are overall most tender represent the kinks and injuries that formed through your lifetime that cause most of the pain of which you are conscious. And rule number five, better than 90% of the time, no matter how long you've had this pain, and no matter what you've been told is your diagnosis, as quickly as you unkink those strings and where you need to strengthen and heal how you anchor and hold together, the pain you thought you had will already be gone.
Incredible.
That's what you really have
amazing.
To do. So if we
amazing.
Touch you and we show you where it is and show you how to unkink it, help you change your food so you don't glue together on the inside from what your immune system does to you, and then we can release these kinks in what we call a trigger point injection or prolotherapy or prolozone therapy, you can learn how to undo these kinks from the outside, and the ones that you're having trouble releasing with a needle, we can get them to unkink from the inside. And where you need to restore your anchor because your tendon is too weak, that thing on your outside of your hip that was called a bursitis, it's not a bursitis, it's an injured tendon. Don't put cortisone in it. Cortisone weakens it. You need to put something into that tendon that your body will strengthen it and make it stronger. And this, we do PRP, platelet-rich plasma, needle surgeries, and stem cells to get your body to strengthen and restore those tendon anchors. And as quickly as you do all that, the pain gets better. The pain can go away. In almost everybody, most of the time. Some are more difficult than others. Some are pretty obscure because we have to look underneath the rug and we find out that you're toxic to all kinds of environmental poisons that are also part of your pain. So sometimes it's not just as simple, and you don't unkink so easily, and we have to find what's underneath the rug, so to speak, before we can get your fascia to unwind and you to get out of pain. But so many people can relieve their own pain so quickly and so simply by paying attention to what you eat, being absolutely clear about what you're not going to eat anymore, and watch that inflammatory response go away. Take your hands, look at my book, get the rubber ball, order the book and the ball, which you can really, you can get the book on Amazon, but you want the ball too, so you want to go to our website to order the book and the ball. And you'll learn how to massage your body with that rubber ball to make some of the kinks you can't reach that are in your back and your hip muscles and your shoulder blade muscles. And with doing all this, you can actually figure out where your pain comes from and make a lot of it go away on your own before you even call me.
Okay, so if people want to buy both, they go to your website. Give us the website again.
www.blatzmannhealthandwellness.com.
Okay.
Go to the store and you'll see the book.
Yes. Winner's Guide to Pain Relief.
Correct. And the ball.
We need more of your books, because we need more of your books, because you are so amazing and you give us such extraordinary information, and you can help so even more, but because I feel like you have way more than one book in you. So I'm
working on that.
Yes.
But one of my goals is to change how medicine is practiced. I think what we do to treat pain is really backwards. A lot of it doesn't work. A lot of it hurts people and does things to people that really shouldn't be done. Cortisone is not a good thing for your body to inject, and pain doctors do that to people all the time. Healing your injuries and making the pain go away, that should be done all over the world. We really should change how we think about pain and how we heal it. And as if those five rules make sense to you, then you're right on spot. If you listen to those five rules and you think that I'm a little goofy and you learn something else that's more important, I'm going to tell you that those five rules trump everything we were ever taught about pain. The pain that goes down your leg is not coming from your disc and your nerve. It's not coming from your spine. It's coming. Maybe. And how do you know? Check and see where you're tender. Prove it to yourself. Are the muscles next to your lower back tender, or the muscles in your butt more tender? And if your butt muscles are more tender than your lower back muscles, then the pain going down your leg and the pain in your lower back is not coming from your lower back. Some of it might be, but most of it is coming from the muscle and the injuries to your butt that happened to you when you were a child and were jumping out of trees, or when you were an adult and you jumped out of the tailgate and jumped out of the truck. That's where our injuries come from. Is impact. We cannot defend impact.
This is so valuable information, and I, with your permission, I'm going to go and have a somebody who's calling and waiting for a long time to talk to you. And I'm going to
First
caller is Leilani. Hi, Leilani. You with Dr. Hall. If you have any questions, feel free to ask him.
Hello, you're speaking my language. I love this so much. Thank you
hi
so
there.
Much.
Thank you so much.
Hi. I'm
so,
grateful
you
for
already
you.
Know this feels right, don't you?
Yes, because I've been into alternative health as long as I can remember. I believe we can heal anything, and I believe there are solutions because the body's really intelligent, and I love what you're saying.
And let me underscore what you said. When a doctor looks at you and says, I can't help you, thank him very much. Thank her very much. Mm-hmm. Walk out and find somebody who can. Because just like you said, many times there are solutions.
I wanted to share with you, in 2020, right about May, I tore three ligaments in my left knee after hiking vigorously because I was not okay with being locked down. The doctor said I would require surgery. I said, no, thank you. And I healed it, and it's still a little tender. I went on a long hike today, and I just wanted to get your insight a little bit. It was the three ligaments, one on the inner knee, the top, and then the inside that were torn. But guess what? I healed it. I can sit in full lotus. And the doctor was amazed, but guess what? She didn't ask me what I did. She sent me on my way. Yeah.
Yep, much to her loss. But now touch the muscle about 3 inches up from your knee.
Okay.
On the inside of your thigh, right about the middle, you're going to feel a ropey band of muscle on the inside of your thigh about 3 to 5 inches above your knee. Can you find that?
Yes.
And it's really tender, and you can feel the rope.
I can feel it, but it's not really tender.
Feel around and push on it harder. You're going to find a place on that inside, on one of those ropes and muscles, that is really tender.
Okay.
Most of the time.
Oh, yeah, I found it. There it is.
If you make that less tender, your knee pain will already be better.
Okay.
And so you have to learn how to take your hands and unkink that string.
Okay.
How do you
do that? So if you put your thumbs together and you wrap your hands, fingers around your thigh, and you push on that cord really hard, start about an inch or two closer to your waist than the most tender spot, and push, and very, very slowly run your thumbs right down that ropey band of muscle and force it to unkink. And the place where it's really tender is really tender when you go over it, right? And go all the way to where the muscle anchors and hits bone.
Okay, I can do that.
And then stand up and check your knee pain and see how much better it is.
It's good.
It feels better already, doesn't it?
It does.
That's rule number five. That's rule number five. As quickly as you unkink the strings and where you need to strengthen how you anchor, the pain you thought you had is already gone.
Wonderful.
And if it keeps coming back every time you hike, it's because the muscle doesn't hold together well. And when you really pull with your quad muscle to do a deep knee bend and straighten back up with a lot of weight on your back, that muscle doesn't anchor well. It tears a little bit, and you have your kink back again, and you've got all your knee pain back. And it's not coming from your joint.
Okay. Tell me your website. I couldn't really understand it.
You couldn't? Oh, I couldn't comprehend.
Yeah.
www.blattman, B-L-A-T-M-A-N, health
Blattman.
And wellness.com.
Health and wellness.
And spell out the and.
Okay, great. And I wanted you to know, doctor, I changed my diet. I can eat a lot of the foods in Europe that I cannot eat in the States. And
you
I'm already
that.
Feeling... Yes, because I'm very sensitive to food. I lived in Spain. I can eat anything in Spain, but not in this country, even if it's organic. So I've changed my diet quite a bit, and I'm working now on my microbiome.
Perfect. And basically what you're doing by changing your diet is you're cleaning up your internal terrain.
Right.
And by cleaning up your internal terrain, you can actually achieve the health that you want. But it starts with your food. And you're right. The food across the pond is way healthier than the food we have in our country.
Yes.
The bread flour in Italy. Most people who are gluten sensitive in this country can eat the Italian flour. But it's still not perfect because there is celiac in Italy. And you do wear out your resilience a little faster even if you eat their wheat. But if you're in this country and you're baking... And you really insist on baking and you need to bake one of the best things you can do is to buy Italian flour to do your baking.
Okay. And I'm using Italian olive oil.
Yes, a good idea also. And then you can also go flour free, and you can use nut flours that don't have any wheat in them at all.
That's the best.
That's even healthier. Mm-hmm. But a lot of those flours have starch, potato starch, tapioca flour, and those things are not really your friend. You eat a lot of those breads, you'll grow belly fat, and you'll wonder why you're spending all this money to put on weight.
Mm. I appreciate you. Thank you so much. Have a good evening.
You're very welcome. Thanks so much for your call.
Thank you, Sandra. We're gonna go to Sandra. Thank you, Leilani. We'll take Sandra's call right now. Hi, Sandra.
Hi, Dr. Hara. Hi, Dr. Blattman. Hi, thank you.
Hi, Sandra. Thanks for your call.
Thank you. This is right up my alley today. Well, recently a lot. I can just share briefly. I have had a lot of issues with Lyme on and off and been on antibiotics, and I have a lot of neuropathy. And I don't know what exactly will help more at this point. I am working on my diet, but the symptoms are pretty intense sometimes.
Yes, and there's a lot going on in your body that needs to be done at the same time. And as you know, Lyme, the longer you've had it, the more complicated it is. Sometimes that numbness is fascia pain, so if your fascia is really tight, loosening it might make that numbness get a whole lot better. But you still have the Lyme, and sometimes Lyme directly attacks your nervous system, and that's why the numbness is there. So once you can get the Lyme treated and get a lot of that gone, then sometimes we can use stem cells and other techniques like that to help your body regenerate and repair the nerves that were injured by the Lyme disease.
Okay. I have heard of that. That seems to be more of a new treatment, correct?
Oh, yes. But at the very start of everything, you'll do a whole lot better if your food is really clean.
Okay.
And
okay.
You don't get away with any of it. The tiniest amount of the things on the do not eat list can, especially wheat, especially a little bit of butter slips into your food, your neck and shoulders glue together for 3 to 5 weeks. And all of a sudden you've got pain you didn't have before. So you can't be a little bit gluten-free and make this work. You can be mostly gluten-free and feel better, but every time you miss, your body just bit you and your immune system sent you to your room and you're going to suffer. So if you can't come to me and say, I'm almost gluten-free, this doesn't work, that doesn't fit. Absolutely gluten-free for 6 weeks. And if you're not doing a whole lot better, don't take it back. Don't go back to gluten. Find out what's next and take the next thing out. Make sure the dairy's out. Make sure all the sugar is out. The sugar you can get away with might be the sugar in an 85% dark chocolate bar. And people are going to say, well, if I eat a dark chocolate bar, it tastes bitter. Well, you're not going to be able necessarily to make the jump to light speed overnight. It took me 15 years to learn this do not eat list and figure it out. It is not published except in a chapter in a pain book where I published it. Nobody talks about how absolute this is. So if you get the do not eat list, you just learned in 15 minutes what took me 15 years. I don't expect yourself to do it all right away, but you can get there. And as you make changes to get there, 91% of your genetic structure is changeable by what you eat. You are not destined to be what your parents and grandparents and their genetic structure. Your food can change that. So as you change your food and your genetic structure starts to change, your taste buds physically change. And things will taste different next week. And they'll taste even more different the week after. And as you do this, that 85% dark chocolate bar is going to go from bitter to sweet. And the things that seemed like too big a change to make 3 months ago now just became a whole lot easier because your whole biology is now different. So don't despair when it's not easy. Keep on working at it and do the parts you can do and accept those changes. And then next week, with the same level of discomfort, make another change. And then you don't have to bite the whole bullet at once.
Okay. I really appreciate that. It's very helpful. I'll go to the web. It's on your website, correct?
Yes. If you sign up for the newsletter, that will happen. And I can double check and make sure of that. So if you sign up and you don't get the Do Not Eat list, email me and we'll make sure you get one.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
And you can email me through the website and we can get that taken care of.
Okay. This is very helpful. I mean, it's just small steps, right? So I guess small steps, not easy.
Yes.
But.
And you know, there's some people also, while we're on this topic, who say, I can't afford to eat that food. And it is true, if you buy all organic, it's going to be more expensive. But we're not talking about organic. We're talking about not eating bread, not eating crackers, changing your pasta from a wheat-based pasta to a rice-based pasta. It doesn't cost you any more to not buy the bread and eat your chicken salad with a fork. It might cost you $10 a loaf to buy bread you can eat, but you don't have to eat that bread, and you can still buy the same chicken salad. So it doesn't have to be that much more expensive. What does turn out to be expensive is healthy junk food. Instead of buying potato chips, right, you go out and buy organic corn chips. That's going to be more expensive, but you don't have to eat them.
Right.
You could make other choices. And celery isn't more expensive. A healthy peanut butter is a little more expensive. It has to be stirred up and kept in your refrigerator, but it still goes well with celery. So there are ways to do this. And when you buy broccoli doesn't even have a label. It's all gluten-free and dairy-free.
True.
And vegetables are really good for you, and they're the same cost whether you're gluten-free and dairy-free and sugar-free. It doesn't matter. So you won't be able to buy the same junk food.
Right.
You shouldn't be buying soda. Instead of soda and bottled water, buy a water filter. And the thing we recommend to most of our patients, the least costly drinkable water and the best filter for the least amount of money is called a zero pitcher. It's just like the Brita, but it takes more out. It's all about the same price. You can find it in the local Target store, Bed Bath & Beyond. Maybe your Walmart carries it. I don't know. But about the same price as the Brita
and takes a whole lot more out. Yeah.
And they might. And so you can use that as a filter. It even comes with a meter, so you can test the water that's coming out and know when your filter needs to be replaced. And all of a sudden, you've got healthy water to drink. So
what about alkaline water,
doctor? There's
lots
you can do. So one of those questions is, how do you alkalinize the water? The way we should alkalinize water is to remineralize it with magnesium and zinc and calcium and minerals that should be in it. So you can put a little sea salt in your water and you've mineralized it.
Mm-hmm.
But other people get their alkaline water by putting their water through an electrolysis machine. And I would argue that that's a really bad idea, because that converts your water to acid, hydrogen on one side, and the hydroxide ion on the other side. And the hydroxide ion in the water is what makes it alkaline. But the hydroxide free radical is the only free radical in nature that our biology cannot defend. I'll say that again.
Yeah.
Look up hydroxide radical, and you'll find in many places, just Google it, it'll say your body cannot defend the hydroxide radical. So it creates an oxidative stress that is dangerous to your body, and you shouldn't be drinking water that's alkalinized by electrolysis. You should be drinking water that's alkalinized by mineral replacement.
Okay. I've got all that noted too. So much to learn. I really appreciate the wealth of knowledge and help tonight.
Thank you so much. You're very kind.
And I'll check out your site. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're very
welcome. Thank you, Dr. Hara.
You're very welcome.
Winner's Guide to Pain Relief. That's the title of the book. So get this book because so much information that we all need, and everybody listening, this is the book I want you to get, and I want you to get to the website. I want you to get that
order the do book not eat and, list. And order the ball.
Yeah, and absolutely,
get, right. And the do ball not too. Eat list.
And do not eat list is so important. So everybody should subscribe to the website and to your list, and in this way, they actually get everything. You get the do not eat list, which is, do you also provide of what people should eat? I'm just saying.
You know, that question gets asked a lot, but it's really pretty easy. You can eat everything that's not on the list.
You can eat everything. Okay. That's not.
You can fish, turkey, steak, vegetables, rice, quinoa. The list goes on and on and on.
The list goes on and on. Exactly.
Don't eat bread made with flour.
Right.
Don't eat products made from cows' udders.
Right.
And really avoid sugar. It's not your friend. Sugar substitutes are not your friend either.
Either. Yeah, you're right. It's so right.
You may use you might use stevia and xylitol and monk fruit for a while. But when you use them, oftentimes, it's like a vape pen cigarette for the Marlboro man. It's safer than the Marlboro cigarette, but it's not clean. It's a nice way off. It helps you take it in smaller steps, but don't rest on it and think it's good for you and you can just use it with impunity because stevia does affect the diabetic. Mm. And your body was never meant to taste something that sweet. And so your taste buds need to change so that you appreciate the things in nature that your body was designed to eat and appreciate.
Exactly. Well, I've studied nutrition at Cornell, Dr. Hall, and I'm listening to what you say, a lot of things that I've heard and learned. But, you know, from you, is like everything makes more sense, everything.
Well, it should make sense. Medicine should make sense. When your doctor gives you an explanation that makes you scratch your head, it could be a really goofy explanation that he just made up on the spot. Or he heard from somebody else who made it up on the spot. The real answers are real. They're really real, and you can touch them and feel them and know that they're real.
My producer, Christopher, had a problem with pain, a lot of pain on his shoulder, ended up having surgery. I don't know if he can listen to me. But I want, if he can listen, Christopher, my producer, do you want to ask a question about your pain? Christopher, can you hear me? I don't know if he can hear me.
I can hear you. I'm trying to decide what the question would be. Yeah, the pain I had from my shoulder was the arm kept falling out of the socket.
Oh, wow.
Ah, okay.
So what did they do to fix that? Did they tie up your ligaments and tighten things? Yep. Sometimes there's no solution as good as a surgical solution. But so many times we don't need to do the surgery. For example, did you know with platelet-rich plasma, you can regrow a rotator cuff tendon that's been torn? That you can regrow cartilage in a worn-out joint that somebody says is bone on bone? You can restore even sometimes. We're working now with a program that you can restore your brain from dementia. You can restore
that's
your body
incredible.
From so many things. Yes. Okay. You go to with dementia to the doctor and everybody thinks it's hopeless. You can go look up RECODE, RECODE. It's a program that's doctor, physician run and coach run. It has an 85% success rate in reversing dementia.
How is it called? RUCD?
RECODE, RECODE. And the doctor has figured it out. Yes, it comes right up on the web. Dr. Bredesen, B-R-E-D-E-S-E-N, his protocol. And it involves dentistry, it involves medicine. We are getting ourselves certified, so we'll be able to help people very soon in how to break out of this awesome, debilitating problem that seems to have no solution, but really does have a solution. And at the heart of it is the same do not eat list.
Incredible, yeah. So what do you think patients are drawn to holistic medicine versus the traditional medicine?
Traditional medicine is often sick care. It's right. Your body's already in trouble, you're already sick, so let's give you a drug that buries that thing under your awareness, or that kills the bad guy. But so many medicines work really well, and so many medicines don't work well and don't really solve the problem. And people are starting to realize that one medicine just makes you need another medicine, and it doesn't really get to the root cause of the problem. And if you really want to treat it and you really want it to go away, root cause is really important. And if you find the injuries that cause the pain, you can make the pain go away. If you find the weakened tissue that makes stress incontinence and you heal it and strengthen it, stress incontinence goes away. Right. You find the things that are making the inflammation that we call arthritis or dementia or the wounds that come, and you change your lifestyle to make that go away. There's so much you can do. You can reverse heart disease. You can reverse plaque in your arteries. Many of us in integrative medicine have been making those changes happen for 20 and 30 and more years. A lot of it's not new. And when your doctor says none of that's proven, well, a lot of it is proven. You just need to read the right journals.
Exactly. Well said. Exactly. Now, just to summarize, what are the most common types of pain? For instance, your patient complain about, or the people you've been working with complain about. So what do you recommend?
Pelvic pain, low back pain. And pelvic pain is men and women. Men, it's prostate.
Right.
Women, it's internal organs. It doesn't come from the pelvic floor, and it doesn't come from the pudendal nerve.
Right.
You shouldn't be getting your pudendal nerve operated on. It comes from fascia injuries that started when you were a child jumping out of trees. We see a lot of foot pain, a lot of joint pain from every joint in the body, from the finger to the big toe.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We see a lot of headaches. We see belly pain. We see a lot of intestinal issues that need to heal, and people who need to repair their intestinal linings so that their biology can work better. Mm-hmm. We see a lot of lower back pain. And most lower back pain actually doesn't come from the lower back and doesn't come from the disc you see on the MRI scan and doesn't come from the nerve that everybody says is pinched.
Right.
The only thing you can believe is what you can touch and feel. Where are you tender? And if your butt is more tender than your lower back. Remember the woman who was on just a little bit ago, and at first she couldn't find that tender spot that
made
her knee
exactly.
hurt.
Mm-hmm.
But it took her a minute and pushing a little harder. She found it.
Right.
Push on your upper butt, not your lower butt, and your upper outer butt, and you'll find things that are really, really tender if you have lower back pain. There are some exceptions, but most people will find something that's really tender if you can learn how to make that injury repair so your butt muscles are not so kinked, knotted, and tender. You'll watch your lower back pain go away. And scoliosis. Right. If we see scoliosis in a child and we get you young enough, we can actually release the cords that bind the child and prevent growth, forcing the spine to grow in a spiral. And as soon as we release them, you can watch the child unwind and spring up and watch the curve in the scoliosis decrease. And if we can get hold of you and help you yes, but they started it when they were children. We can help the pain of scoliosis in an adult. But in a child, we can actually reverse the scoliosis and in many cases make it go away.
Yes.
We just have to get you young enough before your bones start to deform.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And that works for men, boys, works for girls and women. There's so much, as you started your show, medicine is not what we were taught. and especially pain, right, is not what we were taught. And there's so much we can do to make it go away. And if a doctor says, I can't help you, thank them very much and find somebody who can, because most likely there is somebody who can.
Now, a lot of people are listening to the show, and my question to you is, if they want to come to you in person, for instance, in New York, is there a phone number they need to call?
Yes, you can call the Cincinnati office and schedule. Mm-hmm. Yes, 513-956-3200. The phones are answered Monday through Thursday, and that will schedule New York and Cincinnati. I'm in Cincinnati Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. I'm in New York every Thursday and Friday.
Perfect. So the number is 513-956?
3200. 3200. If you go to the website, you'll see an 800 number. And my office address in New York is on the Upper East Side of Manhattan, almost the Upper East Side, 56th Street between Park and Lex.
Brilliant. Dr. Bledmann, it was such a pleasure. My God, I've learned so much. I am so impressed. I don't know how
thank
to
you, thank Carmen, you. Thank you, Carmen, for having me on the show.
And I would love to bring you back because you're brilliant. I love you, Dr. Bledmann, and thank you so much.
I'd love to.